Joined us now is Charlie Borman. Charlie, you're a keen motorcyclist. Fancy 130-mile average lap around here?
I was trying to explain to someone the other day, you know, what that meant, 130-mile-an-hour lap. And I said that I went from London to Edinburgh on the motorway and my average time was 53 miles an hour. So you could, it does sort of put it, the whole thing into perspective.
I mean, just along the straight here, about 37 miles into the course, they're doing 30 miles an hour. So to get the average up to 130 is just ridiculous, isn't it?
It is. It's crazy. You know, and when I think it was John McGuinness who broke it the first time, didn't he? And he looks like he's on fire at the moment. People are saying, you know, he's slimmed down, he's looking good. So my money, I think, you know, will be on him.
I think there's not a lot of people that will disagree with you. It's your first TT, I believe.
Yeah, it is my first TT. I came here before, and actually John took me around the course, and he was very casually just saying, "Oh, here we do 200 miles an hour," and he said that, you know, when you're going along, he said everything becomes a blur. So he said you can't really identify anything. So he said that and there's one tree which is a slightly different coloured blur, and he said that's where you put your brakes on. So it was as technical as that.
I'm amazed that I've seen a couple of onboard laps now, and there's like little hydrant grids, probably what, 12 inches long, and that's what they're looking out for on the road at 200 miles an hour down the Sulby Straight, Chris. I mean, that's mental, isn't it?
Well, you can call it mental, JP. I call it their professional job. No, white lining, as they used to call it in the olden days, where they were just looking for that white line in the middle of the road, and that was their guide all the way around, a dotted white line.
So you maybe pass up 130 average lap around here, but they wouldn't be able to go the long way around, would they?
Yeah, well, you know, I suppose we all have our talents, don't we? I mean, I love track days, and I love getting on the sports bike. I absolutely love it. But coming here for the first time, I'm incredibly excited. It's unbelievable. It's a bit like a little kid in a sweet shop, and I'm just, you know, gagging to see some stuff. So, and it looks like the guys are going to take me out tomorrow to some lovely places. So, you know, I'm very excited.
I'm sure they'll take you to the bottom of Bray Hill. That is something absolutely mega. Obviously, we, you know, famous for a long way down, long way round, and by any means. Just talking about them problems for a moment. Any particular moments that were your favourite?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of fun. I mean, you know, Ewan and I, the first one when we did Long Way Round, went round the top of the world. That was hilarious, and some stupid things happened, and we met some people. I mean, you know, it's like little moments when some guy, I remember we parked up and one guy was coming out, this guy was coming out of this shop, we're trying to buy some water, and I noticed he had a machete just tucked up his sleeve, and he just was holding it with his fingertips, and he was looking at us, and he was coming straight for us, and he just dropped it into his hand, and luckily another car pulled in, and he just turned. But I just, at that point, I thought, oh God, this is it. But you know, it's not as if you think, oh, but that's what goes in your mind. It's not mum or it's not anyone else. It's just, it's oh, you know, it's extraordinary. But you know, fun stuff and bizarre places, you know, eating testicles in the middle of Mongolia. You know, I now, you know, but the terrible thing about eating testicles is that, you know, when you bite into it, they pop.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's what that pop represents. You know, so I have tremendous respect for women now, you know.
He's going to be a natural for our celebrity at some point.
Never fancied that?
Yeah, no, not yet. Well, you know, let's see how my career goes before I say yes or no to that.
Right, so you're tipping John McGuinness to be the big man this week.
Yeah, no, and he's a great mate, John, and I have tremendous respect for. I have tremendous respect for everybody here, and anybody who wants to give this a go is are incredible people, and I just want to, you know, see some nice racing and you know, make sure that John wins.
Thank you for dropping in. Enjoy your time on the Isle of Man and bottom of Bray Hill. I promise you, it's a proper spectacle.
I will. Well, I'm going to head down there now, I think, and just get initiated. I might just take a nice ice cold pint and just sit on the bank and watch the boys go around.